local news from WGNS with Scott Walker.
We have more news on the death of a man who was under his vehicle when a jack gave way, causing the car to fall on him and kill him. Smyrna Police Chief Kevin Arnold confirmed that 58-year-old Theodore Ted Seibert of Mount Juliet was killed in the mishap in Smyrna. What we did not report earlier was that Seibert's small dog named Maggie was actually found sitting by his side when authorities arrived on the scene. Seibert's sister, Susan Hughes, lives in Missouri, but she was told that the small dog sat by her brother's side for an estimated 6 hours before a passerby noticed that Seibert was actually under the vehicle. The dog was turned over to the Rutherford County Pet Adoption and Welfare Services Office, otherwise known as PAWS. Hughes said that she wanted the dog to be placed in a good home because the dog went everywhere with her brother. She told us that she found a home and it was on 12 acres, and the woman who owned the home was willing to take good care of Maggie. Hughes ran into a little problem, though. Hughes couldn't gain custody of the dog in order to give the dog away. Hughes told WGNS that she spoke to Paul's supervisor, Shay Davis, about getting the dog released, but they would not allow her to allow them to give the dog away.
They practically laughed at us. I mean, it just broke our heart and it made us very angry.
Paul's told WGNS that animals are looked at as property in Tennessee, and before releasing little Maggie, they had to confirm who had the right to claim the dog or give the dog to someone else. The director of Paul's, Michael Gregory, told WGNS it was a matter of trying to figure out who had the legal right to claim Maggie, the dog.
At first, we felt that the deceased's father had a legal right to the animal, and he signed an animal release form for us. But then the deceased sister contacted us, stating that she had power of attorney over her brother's property.
The matter has since been resolved, and little Maggie is on her way to a farm that has 12 acres for her. As for Mr. Ted Seibert, he will be remembered, according to the sister, as a kind and gentle man. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.